With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman families will have more money in their pockets this summer with higher duty-free allowances for returning residents.
We know families are facing real pressures, especially during back-to-school and Christmas periods when household spending increases.
So Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, tells Radio Cayman two things are happening. Now through August 31st, returning residents can bring in personal and household goods worth up to 1,000 CI dollars duty-free. And starting September 1st, outside the designated holiday periods, the standard personal duty allowance is rising permanently from $500 to $800.
This is a practical, people-focused step to ease burdens, support families, and keep the system fair for everyone.
Minister DaCosta says the temporary $1,000 allowance will return for the Christmas travel season as well, between November 23rd and January 7th. It's your chance to weigh in on cannabis reform. Through September 1st, the Law Reform Commission is encouraging you to check out their latest discussion paper, Cannabis Reform Options for a Harm Minimization Framework. It covers ganja use and possession, international reform in other jurisdictions, and considerations related to potential decriminalization, like whether the importation, production, distribution, and sale of cannabis should remain illegal, if cultivation should be decriminalized, should consumption and possession of cannabis be decriminalized for minors, and if criminal penalties should be replaced with administrative fines. 55% of voters supported the decriminalization of the consumption and possession of small amounts of cannabis in the 2025 referendum. Head to publicconsultation.gov.ky to have your voice heard on the issue.
Trust me, you want to listen to this debate.
Georgetown MP and Chair of the Standing Committee for Youth Parliament, Kenneth Bryan, is urging you to support the first ever Summer Youth Parliament debate. It's taking place today at 10 a.m., and the session will focus on social media.
Because of the significance of a motion that was passed in Parliament, the social media ban for kids under 16, we thought as a committee how important it would be to hear from this set of stakeholders more than anybody else.
And the youth MPs are excited to be involved in such an important topic, especially for them.
This debate is different from anything that Youth Parliament has ever had before. In this particular debate, we're debating what we think. We have the opportunity to debate a real motion that has been passed, so it's not actually been put as a bill yet. So we can let the government hear our opinions, see if there's anything that needs to be fixed or changed about the motion.
It's good for us to give our opinion because it's affecting us. We are the stakeholders.
Make sure to tune into proceedings live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. In court news, two men have been charged in connection with the importation of ganja and illegal landing in the Cayman Islands. Here's Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks.
Leon St. Michael Hydes and Deshaun Bailey appeared before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez earlier this week, where prosecutors indicated that additional charges are expected as investigations continue. The case stems from the seizure of approximately 10 kilos of cocaine and other drugs. Mr. Hydes and Mr. Bailey have not yet entered pleas, and the Crown told the court that further evidence is still being reviewed. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other court news, Ismael Isaac Perez Maceo will return to summary court later this month to face charges of falsely pretending to be a doctor and attempting to buy or deal in prescribed drugs. He appeared in court earlier this week where the magistrate heard his attorney intends to make representations before the charges are formally put to him. He remains under bail conditions. His next appearance is for the end of the month. Meanwhile, a woman accused of smuggling ganja into Northward Prison will stand trial in summary court. Ania Stewart faces the charge of introducing ganja into the facility, along with separate charges of possession and consumption. Those additional matters are expected to be addressed at the end of the month after her smuggling trial wraps up. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia's huge overnight attack on Kyiv killed at least 18 people and injured dozens of others. President Zelensky has appealed to Washington to grant Ukraine licenses to manufacture Patriot air defense missiles. Health officials in Gaza say 15,000 people with war injuries or life-threatening diseases cannot access the treatment they need, and 300 have died while waiting for medical evacuation. Aid agencies say that Israel still restricts the delivery of critical drugs and equipment, which Israel denies. BBC News.